It was on a night out in 1995 in Los Angeles that Friends writer Adam Chase realized the show had become a phenomenon. Out for dinner, while he was writing season two, he overheard a conversation. People weren't just talking about Friends. They were quoting it. It became a constant, he says. You would go out and you would hear at least one or two people quoting our jokes, arguing about whether they were a Rachel or a Monica. That was just the start. Launched 30 years ago this month, the sitcom, which followed six 20-somethings living in New York, largely hanging out in the fictional coffee shop Central Perk, would become a cultural touchpoint for a generation. At its height, it was broadcast in 60 countries, each episode watched by 22 million viewers, all bewitched by sarcastic roommates Chandler, Matthew Perry, and Joey, Matt LeBlanc, uptight siblings Ross, David Schwimmer, and Monica, Courtney Cox, spoiled but sweet Rachel, Jennifer Aniston, and kooky Phoebe, Lisa Kudrow. Catchphrases such as, "We were on a break," were repeated globally. Aniston's haircut, the Rachel, became one of the most famous in history. Warner Brothers started churning out Friends merchandise like they were Star Wars figurines. It still sells caps embroidered with, "Joey doesn't share food." In total, the show ran for 10 seasons over a decade.